This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Macca and Tass. St Kilda Legal Service is engaged in a new project with Victorian AIDS Council, and Sam Elton is outreach lawyer with St Kilda Legal Service. Good morning and welcome, Sam.
Good morning. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm very well this morning.
Good to hear. A bit cold, though.
A little bit cold, yes.
Yeah. Look, tell us about what St Kilda Legal Service does, but what this new program is and what you're doing with the Victorian AIDS Council.
Yeah, so I've just come on board in the last couple of weeks working for St Kilda Legal Service, and they've developed a health justice partnership with the Victorian AIDS Council. So that's a kind of legal model where it's acknowledged that people are often more likely to share their legal problems with non-legal people, so people like doctors, nurses, okay. And in this case there's the alcohol and other drugs program at the Victorian AIDS Council. So yeah, there's a notion that if lawyers like myself are embedded with health projects, that we're more likely to be able to develop partnerships and meet clients and help people with both their legal needs and obviously their non-legal needs.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, actually, doesn't it, Tass? I mean, you know, people, you know, with issues of all kinds, often will have a health issue, and the person that they discuss it with is that health professional.
Of course.
What a great initiative. I like that.
It's fantastic. It's a great partnership.
Yeah.
So what sort of issues do you expect to see coming forward?
Look, I want to keep the service as broad as possible at the moment because we have, I suppose, the expectation that there is a lot of unmet legal need out there. We don't necessarily have a strong picture on what that is at the moment, so I'm just here to help with whatever legal issues come through the door. I'm not an expert in everything under the sun, but I've certainly got a good idea about where I can refer people to.
Oh, I see. You're drumming up business. Yeah. That's what you're doing.
But I do expect that there'll be issues around things like infringements, fines, some summary crime matters, a bit of family violence related issues, maybe some Centrelink stuff. A lot of the time people have legal issues that they don't necessarily realise are legal issues, particularly things around like civil debts and things like that. And that's certainly something that I can offer some help with.
Sounds fantastic.
So, okay, let's scenario. I go to my health professional, perhaps at the VAC clinic, and I've got an issue with, one that people are going to be, a lot of people are going to be familiar with Centrelink. Either with, robo debt or, something about my claim and, it's really stressing me, it's impacting my health. I'm not getting anywhere with Centrelink. So how is this going to work? Is the health professional going to say, hey, I think you need to speak with these folk? How's it going to work? Are you going to be actually in the clinic, or is it going to be a separate facility where people come? Just to give people in that sort of a scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to be working 3 days a week at the Victorian AIDS Council. So I'm going to be sitting there doing my work. And if there's, somebody who comes in who needs to speak to somebody urgently, if I'm available, I absolutely will speak to them. Otherwise, the team will have a chat with the client. And if they identify that there's a need or an interest in having a discussion about a legal matter, then we'll just set up a time. And we can either do that on site, or I can do sort of telephone and Skype appointments for people that live rurally and things like that.
Sounds great. So how do people contact you, Sam?
At the moment, probably the easiest way to contact me is by email. So my email address is sam@skls.org.au. But you can also get the word out to me by contacting St Kilda Legal Service or the Victorian AIDS Council as well.
So they'll know how to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
I think you're going to find there's going to be a lot of demand for this, Sam. Victorian AIDS Council, you know, the health services they provide are hugely well regarded, always operating at capacity. And, you know, people, we all know when we suffer stress ourselves, doesn't matter what that stress is about, that it does ultimately have an impact on your health. And, of course, often, you know, the doctor would ever say, how are you? And go, oh, well, you know, I'm stressed about this and this and this. This actually complements, doesn't it? It complements the health professional being able to help you not just with, you know, with medication or counselling or something else, but actually saying, hey, you need to, I think you need to have a chat with these folk.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people might come in for one issue, but it might come up that they're also being evicted, for example, and that's going to impact on your health and well-being, and that's certainly something that I'd like to help people with. And other people may have disabilities and having trouble getting on the disability support pension, for example. That's something that can really limit somebody's ability to get well when they can't get, you know, the kind of income to support themselves in difficult times. So that's certainly something I can help with as well.
What about in situations where there are differences in families about entitlements and, wills and things, and when people die and families come in and take all the property of their family member?
Well, yes, I certainly am probably not going to be able to write anybody's will for them, but if anybody's got an issue about that sort of thing, they can just come in and have a chat with me. I've got a good understanding of the legal framework and what's out there and what services are available to people. So I just think if somebody wants to have a chat with me, you know, in a safe place like the Victorian AIDS Council, it's a good place to start. Might not be where you finish, but you can certainly start with me.
Yeah, sounds great. Because often, you know, you hear lots of stories about different interpretations of wills and the way in which these things are settled. I mean, I recently heard of a situation where a chap who was in a 25-year relationship, his partner died, and the family came in and just believed that they were entitled to all of his belongings.
Well, thank you to the Same-Sex Relationships Bill.
Correct.
They're not. Mm. But these can cause stress. So basically, Sam, what you're saying is there aren't any actual, you know, you're not putting boundaries around what issues people can talk to you about.
That's right. In, for example, in Sydney and in Queensland, there's dedicated LGBTIQ legal services, yep. And we would like there to be something like that here in Victoria. So this is a two-year pilot. We want to demonstrate that there is that need out there and that we can meet it. So, we're just interested in helping people in any way we can at this point.
And Sam, if somebody comes to see you, is there a charge? Is there a cost? Do they have to pay anything?
No, absolutely. It's a free service.
Fantastic. Funded by whom?
It's funded by a Victorian law grant, actually, primarily, and maybe some other sources, but I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, mainly through the Victorian law grants.
Right, wonderful.
So, yeah, because basically a listener, Brad, has asked, how is the cost of this work? You know, the legal service is free. And I always encourage people, you know, if you use these services and you have the ability to contribute something, they won't knock it back.
Of course.
And it's, you know, whether it's this service, whether it's the Human Rights Law Centre or others, that, you know, a contribution is always very gratefully received. What do you think? I know it's early days. Do you think, Sam, you know, what does your gut feel tell you are going to be perhaps the most prevalent classes of issues you'll get? You know, if you have a gut feel, it doesn't matter if you don't yet, but do you have a gut feel on what you think is going to be a really prevalent issue?
It is early days and I'm not sure yet, but one thing that I am very keen to do as a lawyer working in this space is to work with the transgender and gender diverse community as much as possible. I myself identify as non-binary and part of that community, and I know from experience that it is extremely difficult to manage all of your paperwork, the name changes. When you get things like infringement notices in your former name and things like that, it's more likely to just go into the pile of things that you're not dealing with. And I really want to provide that safe and accessible service where people feel comfortable to come to me and say, look, I've got all this stuff, can you help me with it? So I think that could be an issue, but you know, everybody has legal issues coming up, and particularly if you're experiencing, say, an exacerbation of a mental health condition, things like that, you know, things can slip. And You know, things like infringement warrants and things like that. People don't necessarily know they can get legal help with that stuff. And if you've got all the bills and things mounting up, then, yeah, come have a chat with me about that.
It's a two-year pilot project. I think it's a great initiative by St Kilda Legal Service and the Victorian AIDS Council.
And there is no charge, Michael.
And there is no charge. We'd like, Sam, for you to come back in, you know, a few months, 3 months, 6 months. Tell us how it's going.
What you've learned, what the trends are, what the predominant issues might be.
Because I think I'm really impressed. I think this is a great initiative. It's actually about making a real difference to people's lives. And, you know, this is what part of being a community is about, and I think it's fantastic.
Absolutely. And, Sam, before you do depart, what's your contact details again?
So you can send me an email at sam@skls.org.au, or you can just ring the Victorian AIDS Council or St Kilda Legal Service, and they will get a message to me.
Good on you, Sam. Thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.